Faith brings with it a lot more than simply an understanding of God's word, forgiveness, the seeking of redemption, obedience, responsibility to others, along with self. That's also part of the package, all of which have to be intertwined with a life in the secular world. Now, given the secular world my next guest walked in, yeah, that certainly made his walk of faith a bit challenging. He shares those times of his life in his new book, Wrestling for My Life, The Legend, The Reality, and the Faith of a WWE Superstar. He is a pro wrestling legend, sports entertainment pioneer, and having read Wrestling for My Life, I come to the belief that, most importantly to him, he's a husband, dad, and a child of God. We say good morning to Shawn Michaels. Good morning, Shawn.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. And I have to say that that opening you just did right there is pretty impressive. I often wonder, I haven't called into a lot of shows where they, you know, someone says that, the living the Christian life and then doing it in the secular world is, you know, at the end of the day, is the biggest challenge of them all.
Absolutely. Let's take care of business first. Sean's website, theshawnmichaels.com. And even more importantly than that, Sean will be in our neck of the woods. It's coming Tuesday, February 10th at 6 p.m., doing a signing at Bookends. That's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. So you want to meet one of the legends, one of the greats, here comes your chance. It's coming Tuesday at Bookends at 6 p.m. in Ridgewood, New Jersey. And, you know, superficially, Sean, people would have a problem connecting life in pro wrestling and converting and giving your life over to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What was it that was the catalyst or the motivator for you to take that step?
Well, for me, it was my family. It was trying to be a good husband and a good father. And on one level, you know, you feel like, well, you know, if you're doing this, that, and the other, you're doing okay. And then I read a book by Dr. James Dobson called Straight Talk to Men, and he was describing the Bible's idea of a good man and a good husband and a good father, and that's when I said, ooh, I'm falling way short of that. There's more, much more to it, and as I say, I mean, I wasn't in a great place, but the motivating factor, easily, hands down, was my wife and son at the time, and now we've added a daughter to the mix, and it's just wanting to be good at that job more than anything else.
When you look back into your dark days, I guess we can call them, and wild and crazy, whatever you want to label them as, do you see now how God was around you, protecting you through people who were giving you opportunities, second chances? Your wife certainly was a shining example of forgiveness during those days. Do you see that now? What does that do for you moving ahead in your walk?
Well, that's one of the things in the book that I sort of try to touch on was, even in those days where I was so lost, you could still see God's sovereign hand working in my life. And that's something that, as you get older and you look back, you're really, you know, for me anyway, I'm only able to grasp it in the rearview mirror, but I very much see it with the number of people. And honestly, a lot of times, you know, his protection, and again, his favor still working in my life when I didn't know him. And I guess that's the thing when people ask me, because I always get the question, gosh, do you have any regrets or if you could change something? And of course, you know, I think everybody would love to go through life and, you know, not make the mistakes they made. But I have a real feeling that those things, he's had them happen for a reason. So, you know, he's got his way of, God's got his way of working in your life in a way that draws you to him. And I never want to change any of that, because for me to be where I'm at, which I thoroughly enjoy, I had to go through what I went through, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. We're talking with Shawn Michaels, his new book, Wrestling for My Life, The Legend, The Reality, and The Faith of a WWE Superstar. He's going to be doing a signing at Bookends. It's coming Tuesday night, February 10th at 6 p.m. That's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. His website, theshawnmichaels.com. Find out everything that he's up to. And I don't know if you ever had the the desire to buy an empty building in San Antonio. That'll be a way to get a hold of them and find out about getting that.
Well, I got to give you a praise report because, you know, and we've prayed about that building for years, as you mentioned there. It was in the book, and believe it or not, on December 31st. I mean, beginning of December, a guy came to us and offered cash and getting it done in no time at all. And on December 31st, it was done. That building is now sold, and you know, we're back to square one, which is again, you know, he is faithful and the most awesome provider there is. I got to tell you, it's an amazing thing.
That you'll find out what we're alluding to with the empty building when you read Wrestling for My Life, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You know, that's something too. People think, and there are preachers out there and pastors out there with the prosperity doctrine and say that the walk is a walk on the golden path and all is wonderful. But I mean, if you pick a book, any book in the Bible, any story in the Bible, it was not easy for Job. It was not easy for Joseph. It was not easy for James, Paul, Mark, and Luke.
Well, one thing, I mean, there's a song by Third Day called The Mountain of God, and it obviously says you've got to walk, you know, through the valley to get to the mountain. And it is, that's just the way it is. You have to endure those times and praise him in that storm and to truly appreciate the joy of the mountaintop. It's just, but I think, you know, as you know, I mean, we are a sinful being. You know, you can tell yourself that, no, you don't have to put me through those tough times. I'll appreciate it. I'll acknowledge it. You know, I'll give you the glory for it. Yeah. You know, we say that at the end of the day, he knows what he's doing. And, you know, for every struggle, there is a victory.
In Wrestling for My Life, I think you bring a lot of points of understanding, but you also share what your lesson was in I'll paraphrase, in the biblical philosophy of praying without stopping. That doesn't mean every second, every breath. It just means a consistency of having prayer in your life and turning to God and to Jesus Christ, not just in the bad times, but saying, hey, you know, you gave me a good day. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, it was just for me, and I appreciate you saying that. Because I've had people ask me a bunch, like, how do you, come on, you can't be praying all the time. But for me, it's just a constant awareness. I mean, there's just absolutely never a time in my day where, you know, God is ever discounted in any way, shape, or form. And again, staying in a permanent state of thankfulness I guess the sun shining. It's just that there's a constant presence all the time, knowing where absolutely everything in your life comes from. And for me, anyway, I feel like that's what Paul meant. He knows you can't be down on your knees praying 24/7, but you know, having a constant awareness you know, of the Lord in your life, I think is what he meant by that. And I have to say, it's a nice thing. It's far better than being caught up in the, I don't know, and just, you know, the fads and the day-to-day comings and goings. That's what I, you know, for me, more than anything, enjoy about, I guess, being a Christian is that stability, that constant presence. And then it's the only thing, especially nowadays, that's always there. That's always reliable. Gosh, the news cycle now, man, it's you know, one day and they're on to something else. And yeah. For me, I enjoy that stability.
We're having a time with Shawn Michaels with his new book, Wrestling for My Life, The Legend, the Reality, and the Faith of a WWE Superstar, theshawnmichaels.com and the web. He's doing a signing this coming Tuesday night, February 10th at 6 p.m. at Bookends, 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. And got to tell you, listening, this is not just simply a book of Sean's walk of faith. There are some of those. We all love them. The behind-the-scenes stories in the world of pro wrestling, his career from all stages, and a lot of names that you'll recognize. We're not going to tip off a lot of the things here, because obviously that's part of the attraction, why I want you to get Sean's book. You'll learn about forgiveness and redemption just in the Bret Hart story alone. But I got to ask you about this one storyline that you took part in. As a fan watching it and knowing at that point you were in your walk of faith, it brought questions in my mind, but now I understand it better, having read Wrestling for Your Life, Wrestling for My Life, and the philosophy behind it. The God Tag Team Partner storyline. What were your concerns? At least it wasn't the gobbledygooker storyline. I'll give you that. But as far as when that was laid before you, how mixed was it for you to say, well, okay, let's go for it?
Well, first of all, I have to admit there was never really a real enthusiastic let's go for it. It's something that they wanted to do, we're going to do it. And so for me, it was not taking it too seriously. And that's one of the things, going back in 2002, I just came with a completely different attitude doing the job. And it was simply wanting to do it well. And that's really the extent of it. Making sure I felt that doing my job well was going to glorify God. Because you can't. That's the only thing you really sort of have control over in that job is, your performance in the ring. And so, I just thought it was silly. And then as time went on, I started, and I saw people sort of reacting to it in different ways. I thought it did a number of different things. I thought one, I think there is humor. I think there is overbearing self righteousness sometimes, whether it be in the church or with other folks. And I also think that there are people that, even though obviously in the WWE when we do it, it's, over the top, disgracing God or bashing him, so to speak. But people do that in their everyday lives. So I just started to look at it like that. And I guess I also figured that, we're talking about him. I mean, you can debate whether you liked it, you didn't like it, silly, not silly. I mean, I thought it was all those things. But at the same time, we were bringing attention to him. There was one guy that was bad, and there was one guy that was just doing his best, trying to be faithful. And so, I always looked at myself as, I'm not a harvester. I'm just a guy that plants seeds. So somebody else gets to do a lot more of the nifty work. They're part of other folks' salvation and stuff like that. I just want to get the conversation started. I just want to get you at least thinking, beyond yourself and to something bigger than yourself. And so I felt like, again, we're bringing it into the conversation. That's better than not talking about it at all.
Could totally agree with that. The book is Wrestling for My Life, The Legend, The Reality, and The Faith of WWE Superstar. Sean will be doing a signing this coming Tuesday night, starting at 6 p.m. at Bookends. That's 211 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey, and Tuesday, February 10th. Also visit his website, theshawnmichaels.com. Sean, having read Wrestling for My Life, I think you're going to bring in the wrestling fans, obviously, with the stories, and you're going to help people, I think, find their faith first and foremost, understand how strong their faith can be, and all the ways that the Word of God and His love and His strength can serve them, and they can serve Him as well. And without question, it's a book that's going to make a difference in people's lives, and cleansing the soul is certainly good for anyone's life who does that, and you've done that as well. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Greatly appreciate it, and I appreciate the compliments. I'm just a silly old wrestler writing the book, but you want to be faithful, and Jesus said to go out and tell him, and I certainly want to do my part, and I don't know, I just appreciate you helping out and doing this. I appreciate it very much.